Guess what, honeys? Today is a very special day. Today is Natch Butte's 1 year anniversary. I can't believe, because it feels like it was only yesterday that I came in the booth with no bra on and just a hoodie zipped up and recorded the pilot episode of Natch Butte with Esther. What a year it has been, hunties, okay? I wanted to start a podcast for years, but I was afraid to put myself out there. I was afraid nobody would listen, and I thought everybody would think I was weird, and my voice was annoying, and I had nothing of interest to say. But here we are 1 year later, and all of those things are true, but I'm still standing, baby, okay? Natch Butte is now starting to walk. It has several teeth. It's starting to wean from breastfeeding and can finally say the word dada. So Natch Butte is a baby, honey, okay? We are walking around. We are killing it. And today makes 55 episodes. So if you're listening, and you've been listening since day one, you and I are practically common law married at this point. So, hi, see you later tonight, honey. I'm not putting out, okay? Happy birthday to Natch Butte. If you've been listening for a while, then you know a lot about me. We've spent a lot of time together. We're very intimate. You know that I moved to Hollywood at 21 years old because I wanted to be a comedian and I wanted to have my own show. And if we're being honest, it's been a little bit of a slow burn. Hollywood's been a little bit of a struggle. In fact, I was doing eyelash extensions as a side job to supplement my income up until Natch Butte came out. And because it was successful early on, I got to give my lash table and my stool to Goodwill. And for the first time in my life and my 11-year career in LA, focused full-time on comedy and acting. So I don't take this moment lightly. This is a big deal to me. Natch Butte is all about irreverence and comedy and a fun, safe place to turn your brain off, have fun for an hour. But if I can get slightly serious real quick, and I do mean slightly, okay, nobody freak out. I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all who listen. Y'all have all changed my life. I'm very grateful. And please know that I will always be grateful, no matter what. And your downloads matter. And I love you. And quickly, I just want to say thank you to everyone who emails me that I helped you get through your pregnancy. I helped you get through a loss. I helped you get through anything. That you've gone cruelty-free because of Natch Butte. That you found your perfect highlighter because of me. That you have the best skin you've ever had in your life because of Natch Butte. All of those emails matter. Thank you for all the mail. Thank you for all the fan art. Companies listening, thanks for sending me your free shit, okay? Because that helps me find things. That helps me pay the bills. I wish my landlord took free gifts with purchase makeup bags. I would have a giant home. So thank you for helping me, sending me things. I don't take any of it for granted. Listen, I've been poor and scrappy for a long time, okay? And I will never shake that, even when I'm rich, even when I'm famous. I'm very grateful for every gift, so thank you. And I just want to say real quick, thank you to all 61 of my guests, who are all beautiful and hilarious. I'm honored that you came on. Their names are Esther, Deanna, Haley, Andre, Lauren, Sujata, Molly, Molly, Steven, Stephanie, Leland, Julia, Nicole, Georgia, Caitlin, Kat, Ginger, Bonnie, Jacqueline, Riley, Allison, Aaron, Melissa, Renee, Allegra, Gabby, Lauren, Amanda, Ariana, Michelle, Allie, Eugene, Ryan, Darcy, Melinda, Kulop, Corinne, Christina, Queen Herbie, Audrey, Gabrielle, Lindsay, Kelly, Jessica, Candy, Catherine, Jay Kissa, Aaron, Brian, Paul, Janie, Adam, Rhea, Cameron, Nicole, Edwin, Jonathan, Richard, Nico, and now today, Amy. Thank you to all the guests that have come on Natch Butte. And most importantly, thank you to my producer, Rebecca Steinberg. Thank you for everything. Emma Erdbrink, my editor and engineer, and all the other engineers that record me here at Starburns. Today, it's my boy, Brendan Lynch Salomon. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always listening. Thank you to Jason Smith and Kristen Myers here at Starburns. Thank you to Starburns Audio for keeping me around, baby, okay? They got to pay these bills, keep the lights on. I'm happy to be here. Okay, and thank you to my family, mainly Chooch for always being here, being my muse, my sister, for encouraging me, pushing me, giving me advice, and running NatchButte.com. My sister literally does everything for me. Thank you, Sissy. Thank you for always listening to Natch Butte. And thank you to all my sponsors, past and present. We're being real extra today, okay? My sponsors. My sponsors are Kopari, Daily Harvest, Beachbody On Demand, Isilon, BarkBox, BioClarity, Hubble, Harry's, FabFitFun, Casper, Distilled, ModCloth, Oars and Alps, Moonlit Skincare, Talkspace, Zola, Third Love, Something Rotten, Sent at the Center Theater, Lola, Storyworth, Hand in Hand Soap, Frilly, Legacy Box, Kind Snacks, Ritual, Honey, True Religion, Burrow, Tripping.com, and La Tote. And lastly, to all the listeners and subscribers, I have met some of you. I hope I meet all of you as Natchview digs over the world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for changing my life. And I was going to say as an anniversary present, leave me an iTunes review if you haven't yet. Because I asked on Instagram and y'all all delivered. So I officially am over 1,000 reviews. So thank you for that. And if you do want to throw me one, give me, baby. Give me that review, okay? Happy anniversary to Natchview. Give me those reviews on iTunes. They matter. And once again, I just want to say thank you to my sister who literally does everything for me. And I mention her again because she runs Natchview.com. And I really want everybody to go to Natchview.com, okay? Because I see the numbers, baby. I need y'all to be clicking Natchview because my sister worked very hard on it. She encouraged me to make the website. We work really hard on it. We do an episode guide with lists of everything. We do photos. We do blogs. And, you know, I do blogs from time to time on during the weeks, middle of the week before Natchview comes out. You want to know what I'm up to? I want to say something, but I don't have enough time on Natchview, or I didn't get to it, whatever. Natchview.com, baby. All the resources are always there, and I just want to say thank you to my sister again for helping with Natchview.com. She's literally, since I came out of the womb, been helping with everything. And the last thing you can do to help Natch Butte grow and flourish in year two is to tell your friends, okay? If your friends like pods, if your friends like beauty, if your friends like makeup, if your friends like comedy, be like, hey, have you heard Natch Butte? I love it. Keep tagging Natch Butte on things. When people ask for podcast recs, you can tag us at Natch Butte Podcast on Facebook. You can tag at Natch Butte on Instagram, or you can tag me on Twitter, or just say listen to Natch Butte because people need to download it, okay? Keep shining bright and let me know y'all are enjoying Natch Butte. And if there's one thing you could do for me, it's cream your neck, drink more water, get some rest, and remember that you matter in this world and you have a purpose and Jackie J loves you. So remember that above all else, and obviously keep your fringe fresh. So let's kick off Natch Butte. You're two, baby. Here we come.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte. Oh, yeah.
It's getting hot in here, so put on Natch Butte Pod. I am getting so hot, I'm gonna put Natch Butte on. Welcome to Natch Butte, baby. Welcome to Natch Butte. I hope everybody liked that intro. I was just telling my guest that on the way here, I was realizing I didn't have an intro song, and I said, I'm going to play Radio Roulette, baby. So whatever song comes on between my drive from Silver Lake to Burbank, California, I will find a gem, and It's Hot in Here by Nelly came on the 2000s channel, and I said, baby, here we are. So that's my journey for today. Welcome to Natch Butte. I'm Jackie Johnson, your host. I have a very exciting guest. We have lots to discuss. She's an author. She has a new book out today, this week.
It's weird. Amazon shipped it early, so it's kind of out now.
Oh my goodness. So everybody can get the book. Amy Spalding is here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks. You know, like Nelly, I'm from St. Louis, so.
Look, and that
Look
was.
Look how great that worked.
I'm telling you, that was a moment from the radio gods.
It's true.
That is great. I didn't even realize you were from St. Louis.
I am.
Did you listen to that album, the Nelly album?
No. That was when I was in my, like, snotty indie rock phase.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm sorry. I only listen to records from this label.
That's fair.
Like, a lot of people went through that.
Oh, of course. I feel like some people are still like that.
I think that's really true.
Yeah. My husband, the snobbiest person I've ever met in terms of music.
Like, the moment I realized I could love pop music and it wouldn't change anything about, like, who I fundamentally was, it was so beautiful.
What a freeing moment.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Taylor Swift's okay? That's great.
Yeah.
Now I can live.
I'm telling you, I have a soft spot for her.
I do, too.
I'm
not proud, but I really do.
I almost came down the aisle to Wildest Dreams.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't. Because I realized that I might, like, in 20 years be like, why did I do that? And that's such a moment in your life. I almost came down the aisle to Shania.
I feel like if I ever get married, I can make I could make a really bad music choice just because I thought it was funny.
Right.
Or, like, it distracted me within the last week, and I was like, no, this is it. I'll love it forever.
Yeah, there is something fun to the novelty of it. We've gone back and forth like, man, we should have done this. We should have done that bit, you know, whatever. But it is what it is. You only do it once, okay? That's why anybody out there about to get married, take it from your girl, Jackie J. Don't stress, because it's a 5-hour period of time. Who cares? Okay? Get the cheaper option with the flatware. Nobody's gonna fucking remember. Save yourself yourself some money, okay? Anyway, don't talk about my wedding. I get very heated. Let's talk about you, Amy. So, I feel like you and I have only spoken IRL a few times.
A few times,
yeah.
But like we've been peripheral in each other's lives for like quite a while.
I just like you a lot.
I feel the
same
way.
You know what I mean? Like, I love your Instagram. I love your Twitter. I'm so into your look. I think you're so friggin' cute. I know that's weird. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. I think you're just a real babe.
I love compliments.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm not uncomfortable.
Perfect. I'm so happy to hear
but
that.
But I love it.
And we've just like, I've been following your life. You know, on Facebook
same
and Instagram.
Here for you. Yeah.
But we haven't like seen each other. I feel like I saw you backstage during some improv shows a while back.
No, it's always the thing of like, I would be backstage and you would be leaving, or I'd be in line
right.
for something and you had seen the show before. Our whole life is just like passing each other like
two
on
ships
Franklin.
In the night.
Yeah.
On Franklin Avenue. But here we are in the same room.
It's true, it's happening.
We finally did it. So, we have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
I mean, you would DM me and you were like, I want to talk about greasy skin. Because, funny enough, every bitch that comes in here is just like, I'm dry. I have, like, dry patches. Like, nobody ever says, I have greasy-ass skin.
I know.
And you were like, I have greasy-ass skin. I need to tell everybody about it. I need to talk about my lipstick. Because Amy has a lick. You have a look.
I work very hard to have a defined look.
And I was going back. I screen grabbed a lot of your Instagrams. I deep dove. I went pretty far back. If I accidentally slipped and hit like and you woke up a few days ago and you were like, Jackie's looking at my vacation photos from 2015. What a freak. I was looking for some photos. But I think it's such an amazing quality that you have a look. I feel like every day you have the same lip, the same hair look. I mean, you know, you got a look, girl.
Yeah, I realized at a certain point, I was like, no, I want to try to do this. This is how I want to look. And it was, I feel like one thing, like fashion is supposed to be like really effortless. That's what they always say. Like, oh, what a breezy, effortless look. And I'm like, I'm very effortful. Like everything's
right.
intentional. Everything's on purpose.
Everything's
effortful. A decision. But I'm like, why not?
I'm effortful, too.
Yeah.
I fucking dwell on every decision I make on literally everything. I say wiping my ass is the only thing I really don't think about. Everything else, I'm
like...
I feel
like even that sometimes. I'm like, no, I made a decision about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You know how much toilet paper you're taking for a reason, right?
Yes. It's a very deliberate choice. Okay? What's your sign?
Oh, Scorpio.
Me too!
Oh my God, of course.
We're fucking soulmates. I'm telling you, this needed to happen. By the way, Chuchi just jumped out of my lap
ran to me.
And she's a Scorpio as well.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that. We're both Scorpios?
That explains so much.
Well, we're going to hang out after this.
It's going to happen.
We're going to go to the buffet down the street. Well, where should we start? Let's do head to toe.
Ooh,
so
I
let's
like
start
that.
With the head.
Yeah.
So we're both bob-headed cuties.
That's true.
And at certain points, we had the same hair.
Yes.
We both had like a red bob with bangs.
Yep.
And you've kind of evolved, and now you have like kind of my dream hair right now. You've got like a pink bob. And did you do that yourself?
I did do it myself because I'm cheap as fuck.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the cheap ass bitches out there. We talk about this on Attribute all the time because I saw your photos on your Instagram of you like doing the whole process because everyone's so scared of like doing colors themselves, you know?
I just always figure like if it goes wrong, you can dye it darker. Like, I don't know. That's always my reaction is that I feel like unless it falls out, there's just so little you can't fix. So
I
also, like, I'm very good. I'll spend a lot of time Googling and reading, like, advice, blogs, like, how to do this, how to do, like, anything you want is on the internet.
Yeah.
But I also used to just be, like, back in the 90s when there wasn't Google, I would just go to, like, Sally Beauty and all the beauty supply stores and be like, what do I need to do this? And people will always tell you.
Yeah.
So I've just gotten, and my hair guy is also good about, he knows I don't have the money to get him to do it. So he'll just be like, buy this, do this. I don't want you to fry your hair. So yeah, so I did a lot of research because what happened is in my book, my main character has pink hair. And I was working on editing it, like the final pass. And I was just like, ugh, I wish I had pink hair like this fictional 17-year-old girl. I was like, you're an adult woman. You could just do it.
Yeah.
Like there's
nothing is in your way.
So I did all the research. I spent a lot of time just reading how to bleach it out, how to add it. It took a few tries because I kept trying to do like really baby pink and it just wasn't showing up. So I kept having to like get a little darker. And then I found a brand I really like, which I'm excited to tell you about.
Yeah.
I think you know about them. It's Lime Crime.
Yeah.
Because they're vegan
and
local.
Yeah.
So they make hair dye called Unicorn Hair. And they make amazing colors. Any color you can imagine, they probably make.
So hold on. what do you remember what you bought to bleach it? Like, to walk us through it all if you can.
No, because I'm on bleach. I'm so stupid and cheap. I'm just like, what's here and on sale? And I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I really recommend doing, I did a coconut oil soak first with my hair.
So like just straight up coconut oil.
Just straight up coconut oil, which is part of my daily routine, which we'll get as we're going head to toe.
Yes.
It's not time for it yet.
Yes.
But it's part of my daily
routine
anyway.
I'm very curious where it's going to come into play.
Yeah.
Because as you know, coconut oil has many uses.
It's so great.
It's the MacGyver product.
Just buy it. You'll use it.
Yes.
So yeah, I soaked it for a bit and then just, you know, I probably bought some Clairol, whatever, at the beauty supply store, bleached it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought the hair dye brand Walla, which is a salon brand. Almost
Wella?
Like, is it Wella?
I think it's Wella. W-E-L-L-A. Yeah.
Yep.
I've used them before.
Yeah. And I did like a violet gray, basically as a toner. So it would correct any of the like reds and like the orangies.
Oh, look at this. This is advanced.
This is why I did all this research
yes.
on the internet.
I wouldn't have done that.
I would have brassy
as hell hair.
Yeah. And I was like, I knew I didn't want it brassy because it's like I wanted that really soft pink.
Mm-hmm.
So then once that was rinsed out, I put in the unicorn hair.
Yeah.
I used the bubblegum rose the first time I did it. Now I have some strawberry jam thrown in.
Cute names.
They have cute names.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the little package is cute. Like they got me with the cuteness.
Yeah.
For sure.
They are very cute.
Yeah. And there's that new store, Riley Rose, at the Galleria.
Yep.
And they carry all the colors. So you can just go in and look at them in person.
And for everyone not in LA, Riley Rose has since opened more locations. So I'd say go to RileyRose.com and see. I know they're in Chicago now. They're popping up all over.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's a female-owned company. And they've curated cute stuff.
It is a really cool selection, too, how you can go in there. And if you literally only have like $4 to spend, you can find something cute.
Yeah.
And if you have like a lot of money, you can get a lot of great products,
right.
too.
They have high-end and they have drugstore prices as well. They carry Beauty Bakery, which I think I'm going to like try to buy as much as possible of Beauty Bakery because I support the company. They're an indie brand. They're a black-owned company, female-owned. And their lipsticks are insane.
I haven't tried those.
And you put that shit on a Friday. You go party all weekend. On Monday, you roll into work, and that color's still on.
Oh,
I mean, they are playing, and they just got a new eye palette out. I think their first eye palette. And so I'm like, come on, honey, vote with your wallet, you know, buy something. So they have that at Riley Rose, which is exciting, Beauty Bakery.
Yeah, they also, they carry COSRX, which is a Korean skincare
which
brand.
Which is cruelty-free, believe it or not.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, because
yeah.
they are a big part of my daily routine. And
save it when we get down to that face. Okay.
But I love them, and it's so nice to be able to, like, walk into a store and pay for it versus, like, having to get on Amazon or some, like, weird internet thing.
Right.
And because now I can look at their other products and check them out.
Are there any other hair things you really like while we're on the head?
Oh, well, I use Overtone conditioner to keep my pink. And it's so good. And I love it so much. I really thought when people were talking about it, I'm like, no, I've tried a thing before where you put the dye in your own conditioner. And it like doesn't really do anything.
I've had no results.
No, none. And I actually didn't buy the Overtone. My friend Gwen had extra because she'd given up on pink hair. Gave it to me. It was the pastel pink. And the daily conditioner, I feel like, just sort of helps it not fade away. But they have that weekly treatment, and it is great. And now I use it as part of my hair dye. Like, I'll mix it with the Lime Crime.
Yeah.
Because it is such a perfect pastel pink. It's exactly what I want.
I love that.
And then a little bit of, you know, a little bit of fun from the others.
I love that. I actually have some Overtone that I haven't opened yet. Because I'm, like, really liking my color right now.
Your color's really good right now.
But it does, the red will come out. So I'll probably pop that open in a couple weeks and really get down to town. So shout out Overtone.
I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah,
so,
very cool.
The only thing I don't like is you have to buy it directly from them, basically. Like, some urban outfitters carry, like, some colors. But in general, you just have to buy it from their website. So,
and they have a ton of colors.
So many.
I mean, like peach, gold, cream, like every little
and
nuance
within
of a shade.
Every color they have, like pastel, vibrant, and then some, and like
it's
bold.
Hard to know what to get.
Yeah, because I started out just doing the pastel, but then I realized for the one that I use daily, the vibrant works a lot better.
They sent me vibrant orange.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm nervous. I'm like, do I win it? Maybe I'll, you know what? You know, fuck it. I'm going to do it tonight.
Just do it. Yeah,
I'm
going to
do it tonight. You know what? Life's too short. Who cares if I get a Frosted Mini Wheats commercial tomorrow and then my hair's too bright? I don't give a shit. Okay?
I mean, the funny thing is, like, people worry so much about dyeing their hair, but the whole the whole fear with vibrant hair dye is that it fades so quickly.
Right.
So I'm like, really, if you don't like it, just like wash your hair twice with regular shampoo that has sulfates. You'll be fine.
That's a good point. The woman, Dodir, who founded Lime Crime, who's no longer at the company, let's be clear, she is now not on the board of the company in any way, has no position of the company, but she's founded Lime Crime, and that was the reason behind unicorn hair. She wanted people to do it themselves. She wanted people to get crazy and weird, and if it doesn't look right, fuck it. It's unicorn hair. It comes out. It's for fun. Like, that was the whole point of that product.
Yeah, it makes me so happy. Like, a lot more people are just dyeing their hair weird colors now.
Yeah.
Like, somebody at work who's, like, in her 60s was like, oh, I would love to have my hair like that. And I was like, do it. Why not?
I'm telling you, when I'm old, I'm going to have your exact hair. I want to have a pink bob. That's what I want when I'm old.
I feel
old.
Like when I get old, it's going to be so much easier because you're not going to have to bleach it out. Your hair.
I'm telling you.
Like, I'm
exactly.
Like, go all gray and then whatever
pink
color
over
you want.
It, baby. Yeah. And the only reason I don't have pink hair now is because I live my life around commercial auditions, like I was saying about the Frosted Mini Wheats. So if it wasn't for Frosted Mini Wheats and minivans and, you know, all these home goods, all these other companies who have given me money to live my damn life and insurance, okay, I wouldn't. I'd have pink hair.
Yeah,
I want to be who I really
you know,
want to be,
office
Amy.
Job. So for like years, I was always like, I can't push the boundaries. I have to look respectable. And then like the older I got and the more experienced I got, I'm like, I don't know. Now I feel like if people see me, they're like, oh, she must be really good at what she does because they've hired this like weirdo who has pink hair and a bunch of piercings and tattoos. Like, if she's in an office, she must be good at her job.
I love that.
And so I think like as you get older, you can just like for me, I'm like, I'm just leaning into it harder.
I'm here for this. Maybe yeah. I'll have pink hair when I'm 40.
Yeah, I'm 40.
Girl, you look great.
Thanks.
That'd be a great 40th birthday present to myself.
That was part of it too. Like yeah. I turned 40 and I was just like, what do I care now?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Be who you
really
want to be. I love that.
But I will say like having pink hair is exhausting and I don't know how much longer I'll have pink hair.
Yeah.
Like I like it and it's fun and I'm really glad I have it, but it was also so much easier when I just washed my hair whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
If I was, like, at a hotel or a friend's place, I could use their shampoo.
Right.
Without being like, hang on, let me get my tiny travel thing
no
of anti-sulfates.
Right. Are you going to go back to, like, me? Like, we're going to be matching
yeah,
red
I think
girls?
It'll, but I kind of had, like, a two-tone thing where I'd, like, bleach some out and then it grew down. It was a little ombre. And it was accidental, but I liked it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's see if I, like, once this starts growing out, I feel like I'll just do the same thing. So it'll still be good. It'll still
yes,
be fun.
It'll be great.
And then I'll, like, whenever I get those, you know, 1 year ago reminders from Facebook, I'll probably
be like,
feel
R.
very
P.
nostalgic about the pink
R.
hair.
R.I.P. pink.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? You can always go back.
You can always go back.
Yeah, you could do lime. You could do orange.
Whatever.
You could do fucking blue. Whatever, man.
I also just want to give my hair a break because, like, bleaching it constantly, like, the texture
it's
is
hard.
Not.
Yeah.
Like, feeling your own hair and it's a different texture, I don't like that.
Yeah. It's hard. The pink hair life is not for everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've told people because I wrote the book before I had pink hair. I'm like, if I wrote a book about a girl who had pink hair now, like half the book would just be like her
overtone.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to keep it real, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's next? Let's do what?
Face.
Oh,
okay.
Baby.
All right. So in the shower, I'm going to get out my photos.
Yeah, please.
So I feel like I've really embraced skincare this
year. And can
year.
I also say that you don't ever have any zits. At least it doesn't appear you do on Instagram. Like, you do a lot of selfies, and your skin looks fucking great.
Yeah, I will. I feel like I had the really bad, like, teenage years of, like, just getting giant zits. And then, getting older, it really does help.
Yeah.
I also think, like, just, it's so stupid, but, like, fucking washing your face every
yeah.
day and taking off your makeup before you go to
yeah.
bed.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's a lot of it for me is that simple of, like, just not being a garbage dirtbag.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to build
I'm
up to that.
Just a garbage dirt bag, baby.
So I washed my face first with CeraVe Renewing SA Cleaner.
Okay, yes.
Which is sort of like my chemical thing to
is
make
that,
sure.
Is that the one that looks like jizz or the one that looks like just regular face wash?
No, it looks like it's
foamy?
Somewhere in between.
The foamy one or the one that's like doesn't foam up?
I don't know. It doesn't foam up.
Okay, so it's the jizz one.
Yeah. But it's kind of clear, so.
Yeah.
But it's a weird, yeah, it's weird that it
yeah.
doesn't do much.
A kind
yeah.
of cloud, a cloudy jizz.
Yeah.
A jism.
I mean, it's definitely what I'm going to be thinking of tomorrow morning in the shower.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, baby.
And then I use a Lush soap on top of that that's like softer and nicer to sort of like take the edge off. I'm not sure if this is necessary, but I feel this is how I feel comfortable.
I think double cleansing is important.
I felt like the Lush was not enough because it's so soothing and nice and it helps. I have like mild rosacea. And I don't want to take medicine for it because I don't want to put antibiotics into my body constantly.
Yeah.
But I do want to, like, help tone it down.
Yeah.
So I use two different soaps of theirs that I like both, and I switch back and forth. One's a charcoal one. It's their only black soap. So if you go to Lush.
Does it come in a bar?
It comes in a bar.
Yeah, I like that.
So you
that.
Have to, like, get them to slice it off the weird cheese
wheel.
Like
a little butcher shop.
Yeah. And then the other one I use is also from a bar. It's the parsley... It's parsley porridge, I believe.
That sounds cute.
It's green. It's cute. The first time I got it, I was like, can you slice me off a little bar? And they gave me a tiny one. It cost like $2. And last time I went, they like gave me a giant slab that was $7. They're like, that's the smallest it comes. I'm like, it does not. Your coworker can cut it way smaller.
But even seven's not bad.
Seven is still so
At
cheap.
At Lush, I feel like that's getting out easy.
And I feel like those tiny little bars, I will use that if I'm only washing my face with it every other day. It'll last forever.
Heck yeah. So and I like that there's no bottles and there's no plastic and there's no waste.
Yeah.
It's just like slicing
and
me my little.
And they're so nice and everything smells good.
It's a fun day.
Yeah, I love Lush.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
That's my face in the shower routine.
Okay, I'm into this.
And then when I get out of the shower, I that's when I go to my CosRx stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So glad to hear it's cruelty free.
Yeah, so far
really
everything
happy.
Is. Carave is as well. Sarave, correct. I don't know how to fucking say it.
I have no idea how to say it.
I don't either. I don't give a shit. It looks like jizz. That's all you got to know. Welcome to Walgreens. Can I help you? Yes, I'm looking for the jizzum wash. Oh, yes, that's Sarave. That's aisle four.
So in the morning, I use an essence first.
Give me that essence, baby. I'm into this.
Has a weird name, the one I use in the morning. It's Galactomyces 95 Whitening Power Essence.
What?
Which is, I believe, it's a slight mistranslation. It's supposed to reduce redness.
Okay.
And that is the whitening they are talking about.
Okay.
I don't like how close the words whitening power are to...
Yes, that's troubling.
I don't like it. But that goes on and absorbs real fast.
Right.
And then I use their Aloe Soothing Sun Cream because it's a 50 SPF.
What? I need that.
Yeah. And it goes on your face and it, I mean, I wear it every day and you can tell I don't look like I'm wearing like a bunch of face sunscreen, right?
I
Not
need
at all.
That. Because
it is so good.
I want to get in the Korean stuff, but it's so hard because the cruelty free.
Yeah.
But CosRx is cruelty free.
And they have this product at Riley Rose.
Oh, shit.
So
how late are they open? I think I might roll by on the way
totally
out.
Totally grab it. It's really great. So
I see my producer Rebecca on her phone. I bet she's looking up right now. I bet she's going to order her some.
It's so good.
She's pale, you know. She's
a pale
redheaded woman.
But here's
Shout
the thing,
out, Rebecca!
I will tell you, one of my friends who's black also looked it up and read the reviews and said it doesn't. I guess if I didn't even think about this, but if you have a darker face and you use sunscreen, it can do that weird thing where it shows white everywhere.
Yes.
And apparently it's really good at not being like
That's
that.
That's great
so
to know.
It is great for pale people, but I hear it's good for everyone. So
honeys of color, we all need to be wearing our sunscreen.
Exactly.
This is a good option.
So once that's absorbed.
Yes.
Oh, and in between, I've probably used my eyebrow pencil.
Oh,
I use Benefits Goof Proof pencil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I don't know. I overplucked in my
20s.
Didn't we all overpluck in our 20s?
Yes.
What were we doing?
It's one of the, Amy, of all the things that I feel my parents did a disservice to me on. That's like another big example would be I gave all my fucking clothes away at the garage sale. Like I sold my Doc Martens and I had the coolest Doc Martens sandals. No one else at my school had them. I got them at Gadzooks. Nobody else had them. Okay. And then Doc Martens went out for like 5 years and my mom was like, get rid of all this shit. And I gave it all away. Why didn't she tell me, like, Jackie, when you're 30, all your clothes are coming back in style. Nobody told me. Why did they let me pluck my eyebrows off? Why did they make me sell my Doc Martens?
It's so sad.
I have such a hard life. My parents were so bad. Okay? I had the worst fucking childhood. My mom sold my Doc Martens, okay?
That's really a tragedy.
I had a rough life.
I had velvet ones, and then they were tipped over on the floor, and our basement flooded. And so because they were tipped over, like if they'd been standing up.
Yeah, they would have probably survived.
It would have been fine because of the soles, but they were tipped over, so they got totally ruined.
That sucks because Doc Martens are pretty indestructible.
Yeah, that's what's so depressing if you fuck up a pair because you're like, no, that's just me being stupid.
Yeah. I for everyone out there, invest in some Doc Martens, and I highly recommend the vegan ones. They have a whole page of vegan ones, and they last forever just like the leather ones.
And they're
very cute. Yeah, and they're super cute.
I love Docs.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get to that when we get to feet.
Yes, I cannot wait. I cannot wait, honestly.
So, okay. So after I do my eyebrow pencil and then the sun and the aloe sunscreen, then I do Origins matte moisturizer.
Okay.
Because I have such greasy skin.
Yes.
And it's for a lot of my life, I thought because I was greasy, I should not use moisturizer and I should not be putting more layers onto my face.
Misconception.
It is a huge misconception. And I will say, too, the older I get, the more I'm like, no, you got to take care of your face more. And your face can, like, hold a little more things, you know?
It sure can. It's like a big old vase.
It's just, like, sucking it all
in. It'll suck it all
up. Even if you think you're too greasy, you're not.
Yeah.
So I use that to kind of get less of a greased look.
Because, honestly, if you overstrip your skin, it will produce more oil to compensate.
Yes.
Even because I used to have the worst acne in the world, and I was exaggerating earlier about my parents, but this isn't an exaggeration. I had I did Accutane twice. It was bad. And I would always wash my face and then do nothing because I was like, I don't want to put anything on it. And I would feel it getting like nasty because it was pumping oil.
Or I would literally use like different toners and astringents and just
harsh.
Then I was done. That
harsh.
Was my routine.
Yes.
And I would be like, I don't understand why I'm breaking out because I'm doing everything right. It's like, no, I was only doing the first half.
Nobody told us. Just like the eyebrows.
I don't think anyone. Until fairly recently, and maybe I was just a dummy who didn't look into it, but I felt like nobody was telling me to moisturize back then.
Yeah.
So
I know. I read every goddamn YM and it never told me that. It was too busy asking me, are you too flirty with the guy next to you in gym class?
I'm like, here's what to do if you wear white pants and get your period.
I'm telling you, nothing that ended up helping me at all.
Nope.
Okay. So we got Origins. What's next?
Next is what I think is my most important step, which is... So I use Urban Decay Eye Potion, which is an eye primer.
Yep, I have
because I have real greasy lids.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a sample of it once, and I could not believe the difference it made where nothing on my eyes was sliding off afterward. Because that is what's happened. I would have a great eye look, and then I would look at myself midway through the day.
And it was slid all the way down.
Yeah. And I wear glasses, so I kind of have to do it heavier to make sure it shows up. And then
I'm piling it on.
It's just falling off my face.
I'm nodding.
So that eye primer is a gift.
Which one do you have?
Eden. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Because it provides a little bit of concealing. And then I also use it on my rosacea as a concealer because it's so matte and holds so firm.
That is genius.
And every time I go into Sephora to buy it, they're like, you know, we also make a concealer. I'm like, I don't care. This works better, I think.
I have Sephora. I mean, I have Urban Decay Naked Skin Concealer. I really like it.
I've heard it's great, but I'm like, but I have like one thing that does both things really well for
me. That's awesome.
I'm just going to stick with it.
I mean, I'm into that.
So that's sort of my here's my life hack. Here's how you do it.
Well, I think.
Use eye shit on your face.
I hear Urban Decay getting some clicks right now, hunty.
Seriously, that eye potion is, everyone should own it if you like to wear eye makeup or even if you just want a finished look and don't wear your eyes to feel greasy.
Yeah, if you got greasy eyeballs out there, everybody shout out to Urban Decay.
Having greasy eyelids is just disgusting and embarrassing, I feel like. I mean, it's not.
It happens.
We're humans with bodies.
Right.
But, like, it's one of those things where I'm just like, if I look in the mirror and I see grease there, I'm like, I hate it.
Yeah. I love that.
So then I've used matte pressed powder for, like, I feel like my whole life now.
Yeah.
I got some Urban Decay powder, and it was great. And after I used it, I want to say for, like, 3 weeks it was out. And it was like almost as expensive as the MAC. And the MAC lasts me like three to 4 months.
Wow.
So I went back just basically because I'm like, it's about the same. And it lasts so much longer.
Is this powder that it's pigmented or translucent?
It's pigmented.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know the name of it?
We don't know the name
of it.
That's
okay. MAC tests on animals. We don't care. What's?
Oh, no.
No, it's fine.
God. Now I have to. Why can't someone make one that lasts?
I'm telling you. Oh, you know what? I have one in my purse I kind of wanted to tell you about.
Oh.
Hold on.
This could be a game changer. Because I'm not married to it.
Well, here's the thing. I have never been like a powder person. And I think it's because, I don't know. I've always just like, we're just cogs in the machine. And I don't know. I just wanted foundation to fix. Because for me, it's all about color correction.
Yeah.
It's not about, I'm not greasy necessarily. I'm dry. So I just need, I'm getting this like beard of dark that's been happening. It's like, maybe it's melasma, but like I stand in front of the light and I take a photo and it looks like I have a beard.
That is so weird.
It's just like darkness around my, you know, bottom, like a Fu Manchu.
I feel like nobody warns you that like as you age, your face just is like, we're going to do different shit every day.
And you don't know. You don't know. Maybe you're going to get a mustache.
Like, I have so much hair on my chin that I tweeze every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nobody warned me for this.
I will say I'm lucky right now. I haven't had any chin hairs yet, but like the mustache is coming for me.
I'm luckily I don't have much of that, but
we're reversed.
Like, it's true. Yeah. But I feel like most women get at least like one of those. Yeah.
For sure. So I got sent some of these Clove and Hollow. They're a all vegan, all cruelty free indie makeup brand, and they sent me three. I don't have the one that matches me because I opened it like a monster and threw the package out, so I can't find the package. I was gonna tell everybody the color. Let me pull up. They make, I believe, 14 shades, so I'd say the range is pretty good. And the other day I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna put this on. Because I leave the house with pretty much no makeup on unless I'm going somewhere or whatever. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I see my beard, like this weird darkness coming out. And just to be clear, not hair. It's like just weird dark skin, like a weird cast. Like a Lord Voldemort has decided to sit on my face
hang
out.
Yeah.
Yes. So I opened these up. They sent me three, and they sent me shade 06 and shade 12. And it looks like 06 is like a medium shade and 12 is one of the deeper shades. So if any honeys out there want to go on the website, cloveandhollow.com, if you think number 6 and number 12 would match you, why don't you go on nashby.com, hit contact, send me an email right now, and I will mail these to the first two people who email me. And Amy, I wish I had one that matches you.
I know, but
they're dark.
I'm going to check them out.
But they make, see here, look at the colors.
Oh, no. One of those will definitely work. Yeah.
And they was awesome. I was so impressed with it. Evenly went over, and I have dry patches. It went right over them like a damn ski on the ski lift. I mean, it went right over them, covered them up, gave me great natural finish, but it evened me out. And I'm like, color me intrigued. I think I'm going to start wearing pressed powder.
Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing pressed
powder. I feel like, because I'm older than you, I feel like when I was growing up and starting to wear makeup, like, that was what we're told to do. You
press,
like, put your foundation on and then your pressed powder.
Yeah.
And that's your look. And you always do all of that.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to stop wearing, like, a full face of foundation, because at a certain point I was like, you don't need this much. You need, like,
I think you
need
should...
a moisturizer and then whatever color correction you want to do. Most people don't need a full face of foundation.
Yeah. I feel like I came from the foundation school.
Right.
We were all about like the CoverGirl Aqua Smooth, like the little like makeup, thick like Britney Spears orange in the tanning booth makeup.
And it's supposed to like do everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I like Clove and Hollow. I'm trying to like get as indie as I can, with the brands.
I would so much rather support, like, if I'm going to support someone, I'd rather support, especially because, like, MAC used to be very cool and independent when I got into them. And then they were bought out by Estee Lauder.
I mean, they own everything.
So it's sort of like...
Yeah, MAC is like, I think MAC has great products. I just really wish they would, turn their animal cruelty policy around, which I think they might be because they're getting bullied so hard for it because they're such a humanitarian brand.
I mean, literally, they do a lot of great AIDS work every year.
I'm telling you. And that's why I'm just like, it's such a like, because they lose billions of dollars if they pull out of the Chinese market and they're trying to pay the damn bills. So anyway, MAC, I have a feeling they're coming around. I really do because they get bullied hard for it. So MAC, get your act together. But Clove and Hollow is PETA certified, cruelty-free, and vegan. It's pressed mineral powder, too, so it's green. It's good for you. They don't have any crap in there. That's why I'm like, I feel good wearing it all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm always, I wear makeup a lot, and then I'm like, what's going on? Am I putting chemicals on my face? Is this bad for me?
No, it's and there's like, often there's nothing like that bad point in the day when you're like, oh my God, there's just so much on my face right now.
Yes.
So anytime you can get a little more natural and cut back on that, that's great.
Right. Oh, and last thing about Clove and Hollow is they come in these little packets like this. So it's greener. You know, every time you buy makeup and you buy a compact and then you throw it in the damn trash.
Yeah.
So these come in just one little disc. The disc is $22. It's, you know.
That's pretty reasonable, honestly. Press powder is not cheap.
It's not cheap. And again, this is an indie brand. Everything's made in small batches and, you know, a small independent factory. So it's going to be a little more expensive. And it's high end.
That's less than I'm paying for my Mac, honestly. Yeah. So that sounds great.
And you can buy the compact one time for $8, and then you buy the little discs and
just drop them in.
Isn't that fun?
That's a great idea.
I like that. Or fuck this thing. You don't have to buy it. Put this in one of your other packs.
I was going to say, I leave mine at home anyway, so it doesn't need to be anything.
Right. Yeah. But all magnetic backs, it'll just stick on it. So if you have an old palette, pop that in. Anyway, shout out Cloven Hollow. Like I said, if any honeys want me to send you either number 12 or number 6, you email me and I'll give them to you, baby. So most likely it'll go to a great fan. It's really excited.
That's awesome.
Just downloaded an attribute on Friday morning on their way to work and they're excited. Please don't get in a wreck. Wait till you get to work and send the email safely. Let's continue with your face.
All right.
What are we on?
Next, I put on my blush next.
Okay, let's get into
this. So I used to use MAC. Mm-hmm. I still have some.
Yep.
But I got Tarte as a sample from Sephora.
Party?
Maybe.
Oh, that's the one, the birthday gift?
Yes. It's so great.
It is really cute.
And it's still high pigment, but it is I actually think it's a better color, even though I actually picked the other one out. I think the random gift is a better match for me. And I like it because I can start out softer, but then go a lot more if I want to. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's called Party.
I think
with like four A's.
Yeah,
party.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good one. I feel like everyone who had their birthday at Sephora last year, if you didn't choose the Tarte gift, I feel sorry for you, quite frankly, because it was a damn good gift.
It was really good. And I think it really goes to show that if you put out a good sample, like people will come, because I'm going to buy that when it runs out.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, makeup brands, this does work. If
it
we
does.
Try something and it works, we will come back and buy it.
Yeah.
So more sampling, guys. Everyone.
Are we almost to your signature red lip?
Oh my God, we almost are. Oh, then I do eyes. I use the Urban Decay Naked palette.
Yep. Which one?
Just the basic
one?
Naked.
Yeah.
But I also supplement it. Like, I have the Urban Decay Distortion palette.
Oh, I don't
know
that one.
Which has some, like, bright. It's right now. I guess it didn't sell well. It's on sale now. It was, at least, last time I checked. So if you like kind of, like, jewel tones, and then it has iridescent, really pale shades that you can put over it to, like, make it, like, shimmery.
Okay.
So if you're somebody who likes some brights or some jewels, it's a... You can probably get it pretty cheap right now.
I like the name, too.
And then I also got a birthday thing from Urban Decay that had like a pink and a purple and a dark brown. And I worked those into the rotation, too.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
So that's...
Do you do a highlight?
I don't do a highlight.
Yeah. Listen,
I just do
everyone.
The like... I have a very basic... I got it from like an instructional video once that was basically like, here, put the crease here.
Yeah.
Put the highlight part here. The bright color
works.
Here.
Put yeah.
The, and you know what? It's great because I don't have to think about it. And I just do it with like bolder colors if I'm going out or, you know, darker colors if I'm being photographed or just like the super neutrals to go to my day job. So,
like I said, you have a look.
Also, I feel like if you do a bold lip and you have pink hair, like don't also maybe have a bold eye every day. It's a lot.
It's, but you know what? I'm not mad at it.
No, I think it can work. But I think like on my day to day, like I really like... Like, when I have my makeup done professionally, when I got my last headshots done, they're like, what do you want? I'm like, you know how Taylor Swift just has, like, the perfect red lip and everything else is just, like, polished? I was like, that's really all I ever want.
I love that picture of you, the one Robin took.
Yes.
Okay, so everyone that's in LA right now, if you need anything photographed, you need to call Robin Bon Swank. Okay?
I saw that she did your wedding photographs.
She did my wedding photographs. She did the photo on the phone right now. If you click on Natribute, my photo of me with my pigtails, my fake YM cover, she shot that.
Yeah, she shot all the author photos they use currently. She's just really great.
Yeah, she's the best. And I think she's doing some sales right now. And she ain't cheap, so take advantage if anybody needs her.
I mean, she's not, but for how many you get and how
fantastic.
Fast you get it, I don't think it's that... Like, it's just that you have to pay the chunk of money at once.
Right.
But if you want to have, like, a wide array of shots, like, it's nice that I don't have to use the same picture for every single event I do because I get sick of it.
Same. Yeah. I'm just saying. Everybody use Robin. Okay.
Yeah.
Call her. Robin, I think it's vonswank.com.
Right. I believe that's
and she
right.
shot Weird Al Yankovic's album cover and Sarah Silverman's book cover and, like,
no,
all these movie posters.
No, she shoots a lot of cool
and,
people. So
yes.
even, like, your friends who don't care about photography normally will be like, oh, all right. That's pretty cool.
Plus, like, you get to feel cool.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you're like, oh, Bryan Cranston was just here. Cool.
Oh, yeah. And, like, just anywhere I can show up and be like, oh, you want me to stand here? You want me to be in front of this? Like, I feel very important.
Same.
Yeah.
Everyone should get some photos taken at some point.
Well, and the fact that you're required to get your makeup done professionally is so good because
you learn.
I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
And I mean, oh my God, it makes such a difference.
It so does. I'm telling you the pros.
So yeah, and then we're on the lip.
Okay.
We're on a lip.
I think I know what this lip is.
Yeah, my basic...
Is it the Burberry?
No.
Okay.
Well,
I saw your Instagram. What do I know?
I do. Okay, so my day-to-day almost always is the Sephora lip, the cream lip stain.
Okay. This has come up on Ashby before. What's the name of it?
It's always red. Mm-hmm. It's the 01.
Yep, that came up with Edwin.
It's a perfect red. It's just a perfect red. It looks good on just about anyone.
Yeah.
And it has really good staying power, and because it has avocado cream in it, so it actually like feels good. It doesn't do the like drying out, feathering.
So that's
weird
what
flaking.
You have on right now.
It's not.
Oh, shit.
Because my dress has a little orange in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went recently. I got NARS Power Matte, mm-hmm. which is a new line they have, and this is the color Light My Fire, which is like an orange red.
Wait, so is this a liquid or a stick?
It's a liquid.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I only wear liquids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Since I went liquid, it's really hard for me to go back.
Once you go liquid, you'll never go
back.
I'm going to work on that.
I know.
That's so interesting because when I think of Amy Spalding, I think of Bob and a lip.
Yeah.
Bob glasses lip.
That's sort of what.
And so I feel like
no, those are my signatures.
Yes.
For sure.
I'm so excited to find
out. So I do use the Burberry mm-hmm. Military Red, which I found out about because I went to Hillary Clinton's book signing. And when I was going up the stairs, I saw Huma Abedin walking Ooh. Down. And she's, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Like, every time I see her, I mean, I have so many thoughts because I saw the Wiener documentary. And I was just like, what is your life, Huma?
I'm telling you.
Get out of this.
I'm telling you.
You're so much better than him. Anyway, so I saw her walking down and I was like, holy shit, it's Huma. And then there was like two young guys in front of me. One of them wanted a selfie with her, so they took it, and she was so nice. And I was like, oh, Huma's nice, and we're just standing here. I'm going to talk to her because I can.
Carpe diem, baby.
And so I said, like, Huma, can I ask you, always have the best red lip. What is your color? And she kind of laughed because I think she was really thrown.
Like, she's used to just people going, take a selfie with me. Ah.
Or like, why is your husband gross?
Yeah.
Like, I think she was just so, like, relieved, but also just, like, so thrown.
What a fun question to ask somebody, you know?
Also, I could tell, because at first she was kind of like, oh, I just wear a lot of them. I mean, thank you, but, like, it's not a big deal. And then she, like, got a more serious look. She's like, well, I am wearing Burberry Military Red Lip Stain today. And I was like, she's also a lipstick nerd because she knew the brand.
Exactly.
She knew the name.
Lip
she
stain.
She was so ready.
Lip stain. So, I mean, that's advanced.
Yeah, she knew it. She loves lipstick,
she
too,
knew.
Clearly.
She knew.
So, obviously, the very next day, I went and ordered it. And it's great. It's like
$95?
It was like $40, I feel like. It is the most expensive lip stain I own. But when I put it on, I was like, oh my God, so luxurious.
Yeah.
Like, it is nice. It feels great. It wears really well. It is, I feel like, a really high-end version of the Sephora one, actually. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if I need them both, but there's something that I like kind of being like, I'm fancy today.
Yes.
Wearing my Huma lip.
It's a memory.
Yeah. It's so nice. So those are my basics.
What's next?
Oh, my God.
We're going to go down our neck to our bod?
Yeah. So I use like, Lush body, like, shower gels every day. Mm-hmm. I love Lush.
Yeah.
I would still use them for all my hair stuff, too, except they don't make any no-sulfate stuff.
Yeah.
So...
Really?
No, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
And they even have a whole thing where they, like, released a statement or something where they're like, sulfates aren't bad for you. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's unproven. And secondly, they're really bad if you have pink hair or blue hair or purple, anything.
Anything
so,
colors, yeah.
So anyway, I'm using Bumble and Bumble now until I don't have pink hair anymore. I'll probably go back. So I use their shower gel. But then the second I get out, I put coconut oil everywhere. And I actually get this question a lot from other cool fat women or sometimes just other women, because even thin women, your thighs might rub together when you wear a dress. You don't have to be fat for your thighs to rub together. It is just how people are built. If you put coconut oil on when you're still wet from the shower, your thighs just like slide by each other all day. Nothing else needed.
Very interesting.
So, because I know people who they're like, I use this special stick. And I was like,
Or like baby powder.
Yeah. Or like I used to use deodorant. But like, you don't want to be putting chemicals or weird things like near your parts.
Yeah.
Because they'll move up during the day.
They sure will.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's just asking for infections. So, yeah. Also, your skin feels great. It soaks in. You feel baby soft everywhere. It's great.
I'm going to come over there and feel your arm.
Well, the funny thing is, I did tell a friend of mine, I was like, my arm feels so soft. Feel it. She's like, I have an actual baby. Your arm does not feel soft next to an actual baby.
There it is again. Kids ruining everything. Damn it.
You know what? I think my arms feel great for a 40-year-old.
Yes, I think so too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I want to talk about clothes.
Yeah.
Because I've learned so much from your Instagram and reading about the brands you like and things. And also just, I feel like in the Natch Butte group on Facebook, there's always women asking about plus size brands and how do we get cute stuff. And also, like, I've really recently learned about, like, the size exclusivity problems for a lot of the companies.
It's really fucking sucks.
It's really sad and gross, and I hate it. And I just read a tweet from a friend, Caroline. I don't know if she wants her shit put out there. I think you know Caroline Anderson, right?
Yeah.
She put a tweet out about, like, I just went shopping with my friend, and it was the first time in her life she'd ever, like, noticed that it's not easy to get sizes for me.
Yeah.
And it was really eye-opening for her. And, like, Lauren Lapkus retweeted it, and a bunch of people were tweeting it, because it is crazy. Even being on set with my friends, like, she came out in this outfit, and I was like, oh, and she's like, yeah, this is all they had for me. And I was like, well, didn't they ask you your sizes beforehand? She's like, yeah. I was like, damn.
It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked. So why don't you shout out some of the brands you like?
Yeah.
And especially, like, if you know of, like, swimsuits, things like things that are a little harder to find.
Yeah, for sure. So.
And you have, like, what you have a fun way to describe your style.
Wait, do I?
Yeah, what is it like?
Oh, I didn't come up with this. Someone named Sonara Geisler. I don't know you in person, Sonara. I hope that's how your name's pronounced. She came up with this. It's called Toddler Grandma, which is, you know, the twee adorable prints of a toddler with sort of, you know, some of the layering, the cardigans and the frumpiness, or maybe certain skirt lengths of a grandma. And also sensible shoes. And I fucking love it. I also, you know, the idea of it, too, is sort of like when you're a toddler and when you're an old person, you're not dressing for, like, the male gaze or the whoever gaze. You're not dressing for work. You're not dressing to, like, make anyone happy. You're dressing because this is what frees you and makes you feel great. So it's sort of like,
I love that.
Why are we not doing that?
Everyone,
why are we literally limiting it to these, like, two smaller portions of life? And the funny thing is, when that article went up, a bunch of people sent it. We're like, Amy, it's your style. Now it has a name. And I was like, oh, thank God. It's so good.
I'm telling you, when you shared that, because it's so funny, you shared that a few years ago, I feel like.
Yeah.
And every time you post photos, because I know you did, like, All Dress April.
No
and you
pants,
do No
November.
Pants November and things like that. And so every time I'm like, there it is. There's Toddler Grandma.
Like,
there's
I literally had a bunch of dresses in that article already.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, cool. I have that.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. So I feel like I kind of, how do I say this? I for sure, for a while, was not buying a ton of clothes because there aren't a lot of easily accessible plus size brands if you're not, especially when I was broke.
Yeah.
Like Forever 21 for a long time didn't have plus sizes. And I'm not like advocating.
Which is insane.
It's so weird.
It's insane.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, going to all these stores with friends and being like, no, there's literally nothing I could buy at the store.
Like, except, I'll take, like, this beret.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, sucks, maybe.
Yeah.
It's so depressing. And for a while there was this, they might still exist. They don't quite do business the same way. But it's this company called Gwinnie B, which for a while was sort of like Netflix for clothes, for plus size clothes.
Mm.
And you could pay a monthly fee and you could always have three things from them. And then if you liked it, they would sell it to you at a discount. And so I started just like getting all these really cool dresses from them. And then they would be like, do you want to buy it for $50? I'm like, no. And they'd be like, the next day would be like, do you want to buy it for $35? And I'm
like,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. And so I like just amassed a bunch of really cool dresses.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I can just learn these brands and go to these cool companies
directly.
Myself. And
smart girl.
It opened up so much for me. And then a bunch of cool things also happened. Like Forever 21 did start carrying plus sizes. I don't go there a ton because I am old. And once you get like things made out of good material too, I think sometimes it's really hard to like go back to some of the disposable clothing brands.
Same.
And then ModCloth started carrying a ton of plus sizes. And ModCloth is so my style. And I get a ton of dresses from them. But again, I also learned that the main brand that I got from them is Retrolicious, which is a local company based out of Burbank.
Oh, cool.
The dress I'm wearing right now is from them and
with
the shirt.
Little English bulldogs on
little
it.
Dogs
or,
all over.
Or is it Boston Terriers?
I think it's Boston Terriers, yeah. But I think it could, like, I initially thought it might be bulldogs when I saw the print really small.
But I'm not mad at either choice.
No, every choice is great with those.
So Retrolicious.
Retrolicious. And they carry, like, from extra small to 4X, I believe, in a lot of styles. They're not cheap, but they're not crazy expensive. They have a lot of sales. They send out, you know, promo codes all the time. In person, they have sample sales twice a year.
Nice.
And they're just really cool. They have real weird stuff, but they also just have pretty stuff. So if you don't want like a dress cover with dogs, you can get one that just has like flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love them. I would say like 60 to 70% of my dresses are from them.
I think, is that where Riley got all her
dresses?
She gets
a lot of stuff from there too. Yeah.
I feel like I saw that on her Instagram.
We like literally ran into each other at a sample sale though once.
You're like, oh, hi. Hi, hands off. This is mine. I grabbed it first. Thank you.
So.
And that's Riley Silverman, by the way.
Everyone.
I don't know who's been on Attribute.
If you haven't ever checked her out. Her Instagram is so good.
Oh, they're listening.
They better be.
They know her because she's been on Attribute. So.
Oh, I know.
Shout out to Riley.
Okay, great. I didn't know if you had any new listeners that just started.
That's
you know,
actually
in the
probably
last
true,
month.
Yes. They,
so I just
sure.
want them to go back
yes,
and appreciate Riley.
I agree. By the way, what house are you? Hogwarts.
Oh, I'm Gryffindor. But I'm like embarrassed by it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Hufflepuff.
That's good though.
I mean, listen, I thought I was a Gryffindor. You find out things.
I thought I was a Slytherin.
Really?
Because I worked in Hollywood and you just feel like everyone's gross and slimy.
Yeah.
And then I was officially sorted by Pottermore into Gryffindor. And I was like, oh yeah, Gryffindors are like weird showboaters who want attention, aren't they? That's me.
I mean, I think that's great. I think wear that with pride.
Yeah.
Like me and my Hufflepuff.
I'm accepting it.
I think Choo Choo's a Hufflepuff too.
That feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take the Pottermore test on her behalf, but I feel like that almost wouldn't be fair. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to know because Riley came up.
No, it's true.
And she's a proud Slytherin.
Riley and I literally met because we were like talking angrily about Doctor Who on someone else's Facebook thread, which is like the nerdiest way
yeah,
I've ever met a friend.
100%.
But it's so on brand. It's so perfect.
100%. So does Retrolicious make swimsuits?
They do not.
Okay. Do you have any recs? I feel like this just came up in the Nashville group.
I have a weird recommendation, mm-hmm. which is that Walmart carries a brand called either like Moxie Blue or Blue Moxie. I have a cool bikini that has like space print from them. And because it was from Walmart, it was like $30 total, like both pieces.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I am not a fan of Walmart as a company, but my friend Julie Murphy, who wrote the book Dumplin', which is like the best book about a fat girl ever. And she was wearing that swimsuit on Instagram. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I feel like fat girls also were like really like almost gross about each other's fashion choices because we're so limited for so long.
Right. You're like, I need some clothes. Damn
like,
it.
When you see a friend who's wearing something cute, you're just like, give it to me now. I demand to know where it came from. You like lose your mind. So I saw her wearing the space bikini and I was
yeah.
like, I have to have a space bikini, too. And, like, yeah, it was from Walmart. I got it on Walmart.com, I think, like, literally with shipping even paid, like, $35. So
not bad.
So whatever, again, I'm not sure if it's a Moxie Blue or Blue Moxie, but look them up. They're really great. They're really affordable. I know Torrid can have really cute swimsuits if you want to go to a mall. And I think, I mean, their website has stuff.
Yeah.
So those, I mean, those are boring. I think they're okay recommendations. I wish I knew of, like, a cool local company.
I think they're great, Amy.
Thanks.
Thank you for those
Thanks
recommendations.
For validating me.
And everything will be on Nashbeat.com. If you're driving, you're like, what was it? Was it Blue Moxie? Was it Moxie Blue?
We don't
I'll
even know.
I'll find
Not
it.
Right now.
It'll be on Nashbeat.com. Don't you worry. Clicky, clicky, clicky on there, and you can hit the link, baby. What else? What about shoes? You're wearing very interesting shoes.
I'm wearing
Oxford.
Metallic silver Oxford kilty Doc Martens.
Okay.
So I've gone real. So I love to take walks, especially if I get a break during my day job because I sit in a not in a cubicle, but in an office.
Yeah.
It still feels like a
an
cubicle.
Office setting.
There's fluorescent lighting. And you like ruin your body by sitting at a desk all day. So I try to like get up, you know, one to two times
a day.
Get
up and move that bod.
And I work in Burbank. It's like a beautiful place to take a walk. So I try to take a few walks a day. And I was noticing because I was wearing all these like cute ballet flats that look great with the kind
dresses.
Of dresses I wear.
Mm-hmm.
My feet felt like crap all the time.
And you gotta have that arch support.
You gotta get that arch support, especially as you get older, especially if you want to like take real walks. It's fine if you're just like going to your
to
car,
the car
and then back.
Yeah,
man. But like taking real walks, I realized I had to get real support. So I basically only wear like Doc Martin Oxfords and like Adidas Superstars now. So I don't know. I'm just like leaning into it. I am going to a friend's wedding soon and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to wear for shoes with a formal dress?
I feel like those would work.
It might. We'll see. We'll see. I may just like wear them up until it slip on the flats and then by the end of the night be back in Oxfords.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
It's sort of like menswear too, which I think is fun because I wear like I love wearing dresses that are like so girly. They're almost like backfiring. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like people are like, oh, you're not trying to be girly exactly. You're trying to like do some other weird thing. So, like, it's fun to then just be like, how girly can I get here? And then have some men's shoes. Also these.
I mean, I'm into it. I'm into the mixing of all genres.
And I'm comfortable. I can take walks. I never have to...
We need that, wear... our lower backs.
Yeah.
We need that arch support for our backs.
It's
damn it.
So, I don't know. When I was younger, I thought people just pretended to, like, you know, they would get old and just become boring. But I'm like, oh, no, your body revolts against you.
Yes.
You have to do things.
You have to go boring.
Yeah.
You have to become boring in order to survive.
You have to be like, these are my sensible shoes, and this is when I go to bed.
I go to bed at 11. I slosh cream on myself.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, so when I go to bed, I use a different essence.
Oh.
I use the one with snail mucin, which I guess is not, it's not vegan, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, people love the snails.
I
have yet to go there. I'm not going to go there.
You're
but
not going
people,
to.
People, you know, everyone's allowed to buy what they want.
It's thicker, so I feel like it absorbs more.
Mm-hmm. Is that a COSRX?
It is. Mm-hmm. And then I also use their honey mask, which is like an absorbing mask that you don't have to, I mean, obviously I wash my face in the morning.
Right.
Oh, and I use Burt's Bees, like, face wipes to take everything off before. The grapefruit ones, I think, are real good for oily skin.
There you go. Yeah, finally we get somebody with some oil in here.
I know.
I don't know why
that
everybody's
is so
dry.
True. All
why
my
is
friends are
dry?
Like, here's my products for being dry. And I'm like, ugh.
It's because of the dry air.
I
don't think I was dry till I moved here.
You know, I really hoped when I moved here that all my moisture would go away. And, like, anytime I took a vacation here, it would.
Yeah.
But, like, my body was here long enough that it was just like, oh, we learned how to produce oil.
The oil's
again.
Coming. Yeah. We're moving into, baby, the oil.
That's so annoying.
Well, we're almost done. Let's talk about the book, baby.
Yeah, let's.
I've been seeing it on Instagram. I'm coming to your party.
Yay!
Your book release party. And I think I'm always like, yeah, I have this friend. She writes, like, YA novels. Like, what a fun, cool job. Because I, like, feel my inner teen wanting to come out all the time. And then it's, like, this weird thing where I'm like, in my 30s and I'm like nostalgic for my teen years and then I feel weird about that. So you get to like relive your youth in these
books.
It's
so great. It's like this great outlet.
It's so fun. So why don't you tell us a couple of your past books to check out maybe and then tell us about Jordi Perez.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the two I'll recommend. My first book is called The Reese Malcolm List. It's about a girl who moves to LA to live with her long lost mom because her dad has just died. So it sounds dramatic. But she also goes to a performing arts school. They do a production of Merrily We Roll Along, which was also featured in the movie Lady Bird. So if you enjoyed Lady Bird, why not read this book that did it earlier? Anyway, so it sounds serious, but there's also musical theater and cute boys and making out. So, and some, you know, some mom drama. So
it is Lady Bird, basically.
It kind of is. It's kind of not, but it kind of is. So anyway, that's my first book, and I'm still really proud of it. And it's also really cheap. I think the ebook's like $6. So like, why not?
Yes.
Just go download
tap,
it.
Tap, baby.
And then I wrote a book called Kissing Ted Callahan that came out a few years ago, which is sort of like a indie rock rom-com set in Los Feliz. And that was like the most like goofy I ever let myself be with a book and just like make a bunch of dumb jokes to make people laugh. And that got published and I was like, oh, weird. These are just jokes from my friends. So I'm just, that book like makes me really happy and also has a lot of fun music stuff and like East Side stuff.
Fun.
So those are the two past ones to check out.
And then
the new book.
Yes.
Which is basically out as we speak.
Yes.
It's called The Summer of Jordi Perez and the Best Burger in Los Angeles. And is about a girl named Abby who is 17 and she loves fashion. She runs a plus size fashion blog and Instagram. That's getting some buzz. She
Cute.
Thinks like she wants fashion to be her whole life. She's gay. She's out. But she sort of feels like, well, what's the point? No one's ever going to kiss me anyway. And then.
Bless her heart.
Remember.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Oh, I've been there. Damn it.
And she's gets this great internship at her favorite local boutique. And normally there's just one intern for the summer. But this year there's two. And it's a girl she almost immediately develops a crush on named Jordi Perez, who's a photographer.
Oh.
So, like, Abby has social media skills, whereas Jordi has photography skills, and they're going to compete to get a paying job in the fall.
This is setting up a lot, Amy.
And the thing about Abby is she runs this fashion blog, but she herself does not want to put herself on the internet because even though she is okay with her own self-image, she knows that people on the internet can just be, you know,
monsters.
Assholes. Yeah. So she doesn't want to put herself out there, but then she ends up, you know, falling for this photographer who wants to document everything.
So this is a book about a queer plus-size woman.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
It's really exciting, and it's not about anything sad.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot about how fat people often, like in books, like they're sort of like the before. Like, they're like, okay, so you're fat and you're pretty nice, but maybe when you, like, I don't know, just start hiking and you exercise and then you lose weight and then you're going to find someone. And it's like, you know, I have a pretty cool life. I'm not like the before. Like, I have like living.
I'm
my
a now, baby.
I'm a now. I'm
a
after.
Now, damn it.
Yeah. And
I love
so
that.
I feel like so many people, like, they get this message that they should live their life. Like this is the prologue. And when I lose weight, I'll be happy and take trips and like fall in love. And I'm like, what if you never do? Because you can be really healthy and still plus size.
Yes.
There's no. Like, yes, there are unhealthy ways to be fat. There's also really unhealthy ways to be thin. Like, looking at someone's body tells you nothing about their health.
I'm nodding.
And it's, you know, I know fat vegans and I know, like, you know, really skinny people who eat, like, garbage. So it's, like, I get so mad when I hear those kind of things. Like, well, it's about your health or it's about respecting your body. It's like, well, I respect my body and
it's
I'm
about,
super active.
Yeah,
but
it's just about, you know, realizing you matter.
Yeah, regardless.
And that somebody loves you.
Yeah, as you
Jackie
are,
Jay
not in spite
you.
Of what you are,
yes.
Just as you are. And
yes.
It was really exciting to write a book where, like, this girl didn't hate herself for being queer. She didn't hate herself for being fat. She just had, you know, the standard amount of self-esteem weirdness that I think most of us do at some point.
Well, I cannot fucking wait to read it, baby.
Yay.
I don't know if you know that I'm a new reader.
New books?
I'm just getting into reading. Like, my husband is a reader. He reads every night. And then he listens to audiobooks in the car. He was an English major. He loves to read.
Okay.
And I'm more of a, like, play The Sims on my iPad person.
Yeah.
But I've started to read more. I've read two books already this year. And I think The Summer of Jordi Perez might be my
favorite
book. So I'll definitely be picking one up at your party.
Can't wait.
Thank you so much for being here, Amy.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun.
It was so fun. I feel like this has all been happening over DM. I mean, we didn't even get to talk about ER. I know you've been, like, watching ER on Hulu.
I've been watching so much ER on
Hulu.
Yeah.
Didn't you watch Felicity at some point?
I started it, and it wasn't for me.
Really?
I know. Everyone's
shocked.
That's
another whole podcast, Amy. Jesus Christ.
I know.
You just opened a can of worms, and we're 61 minutes in, damn it, and I have to go.
I think J.J. Abrams' products are for me is maybe what it is.
You know, I will say this, I'm not going to say it, but it gets very weird at one point later on in the show. Like, it starts getting a little too JJ for me.
Don't they do a thing where they're like, last year didn't exist or something
like that? It's a weird little science fiction-y moment that I was not here for. That was not for me. But like, oh, Ben is so dreamy, okay? I don't know. We'll have to talk about that on another podcast.
That's for next time on something else.
I might start a new podcast just so I can talk to you about ER and Felicity. Maybe we could be like Jackie and Amy watch Hulu or something.
Oh, my God.
Because I have so many things I need to talk to you about. She tweets about ER a lot. So
it's
while
true.
I'm talking about your twit, tell us where we can find you online.
So this is annoying. I have a different Twitter and Instagram.
Same. I do too.
Okay. That makes me
feel
so much better.
Don't feel bad.
All right. So my Twitter is TheAmes, TheAmes, like the Ames.
Cute.
My Instagram is ThatAmes. You know, I feel like I'm good at branding. I literally work in marketing and somehow I have done very nearly identical, but not identical handles.
It's fine. I think
it's
cute.
So those are the best two places to find me.
And where can we get the book, baby?
You can get the book anywhere right now, I believe. It's technically out on April 3rd, but it shipped early, so.
Well, this will come out later than that.
Well, great. It's going to be everywhere.
Yes!
Get the book everywhere.
Everybody get The Summer of Jordi Perez and The Best Burger in Los Angeles.
That's right. It's a really fucking long title.
I love long titles.
It's really fun,
too. Do you remember
that
Alanis Morissette album?
Oh, my God, yes.
Supposed former anti, what is it?
Infatuation junkie?
Yes! I knew you would know. Scorpios unite, baby. Thank you, India. Sorry, Chuchi gets so
she's like, no,
anxious
Alanis.
When I sing. Yeah, it's fine. She's used to it.
My dog hates it when I sing. Like, she hates it so much. She gives me this look of, like, I'm the most embarrassing woman she's ever known.
Shut up, Mom.
Yeah, it's so.
Shut
it's exactly
up.
That look.
Chuchi's just used to it. Like, usually she just stares dead-eyed.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate.
I mean, my dog's used to it, too, and yet it still upsets her every time. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not for her.
Yeah,
that's her prerogative.
Sorry, I love musical theater, and I'm not going to not sing because of a dog.
Same, baby. Well, we got to get out of here. Amy, thank you again.
Thank you.
Everybody, look up the book. I'm going to be reading it so we can all tweet about it, and it'll be a fun little moment for us. And the last thing I'm going to tell you, and Amy, these both apply to you because
great.
You are a banged woman like
it's
me.
True.
Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. I got to keep that fringe fresh.
True.
How often do you wash your hair?
Oh, like every 2 to 4 days?
Yeah.
But I condition it only some days.
That's the secret.
That is a secret no
one
tells you about.
That's the secret!